Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. Governor Nixon says he has grave concerns about education funding in the budget proposal passed this week by the House.
Underfunding our schools, increasing college tuition, passing more irresponsible tax breaks, weakening the foundation formula of our K-12 classrooms, taking money from our school kids and using it to fund potholes. That's just not what you do when public education is your top priority.
Nixon proposed an additional $56 million in higher education performance funding. The House reduced that to a 2% increase for all colleges and universities except MU. And that would only be funded if revenue increases as much as Governor Nixon predicts, which is more than the estimate the House based its budget on. The Senate begins work on that budget proposal next week. Remains from two Missourians killed in a 1952 military plane crash in Alaska have been identified and are being returned to Missouri for burial. Airman Wayne Dean Jackson of Downing and Sergeant Leonard George Unger of Gerald were killed when the C-124 Globemaster they and 450 other men were on crashed into a mountain while on the way to an Alaska airbase. Their families were both called today and told that remains recovered from the crash site belong to them. Unger's sister, Teresa Boland, says the news means a great deal.
More than you could ever know, because he was my godfather.
Vicki Dodson claimed Jackson is a brother and has never forgotten his mother wanting him to be brought home.
She would say, if I can bring his body home. And she's been gone now for 16 years, but she said that every day to me. And I'm going to bring him home.
The military will meet with the men's surviving family to discuss arrangements for their burials. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is in St. Louis today. Ted Cruz will also be in Springfield Saturday with former presidential candidate Carly Fiorina. The Columbia Daily Tribune is reporting that Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is in Columbia tomorrow. Bill Clinton is scheduled to speak today in Springfield on behalf of his wife, Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. Missouri's primary election is Tuesday. The University of Missouri's Thompson Center is warning of a scam claiming the proceeds benefit the center's research facility. Representatives of the center, which specializes in autism and neurodevelopmental disorders, say that people are illegally going door to door selling magazine subscriptions, saying all the money is going to the center. This weekend is daylight savings time. Clocks should be moved forward 1 hour Saturday night. Find more news, weather, and sports at MissouriNet.com. You are listening to Missouri Net News.